Welcome to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the American Martial Arts Alliance, dedicated to building the awareness of professionalism in the martial arts through martial arts management and student development.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Welcome to another empowerment call of the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. Now, we've been really blessed over the past 5 years that we've started this particular radio program. We've had almost 10,000 listeners to tune in to listen to Professor Gary Lee, Karen Herdman, my wife, Pastor Gwen Bowen, myself, and other motivating speakers that are, you know, bringing to, you know, your attention, the awareness of the world, of who people are. We're all working together to get a positive word out, to share a positive word about the martial arts and how the martial arts has impacted our life, not only the martial arts, but the inner part of who we are as individuals and the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Institute. And that's what our purpose is. Our purpose is to help people to become better and to have a positive life. And I discovered a young lady just about a week ago. We had just sort of met, and we started talking, and she was such an inspiration. I became very motivated to actually to support her and for being in the book, because we need ladies that have that warrior spirit, that positive side, that step up so other young ladies can discover them and want to be that. We have Christine Keyboard with us tonight. Hello, Christine. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself, Jesse?
I am doing good. I'm doing better and better. I'm always trying to move forward with the world. And so tell us tonight a little bit about you. I know that you're a martial artist. How long have you been studying the martial arts?
I started martial arts when I was 5 years old, and I'll be turning 43 in about a week.
Oh, wow, that's really great. So martial arts has been a part of your life from a very, very young age. So what motivated you? What got you involved in the martial arts?
To be honest, Mr. Bowen, I started because my brother Bill and I, we were bullied as children. My mother was completely blind, and my dad had a brain injury where it left him very slow. So my brother and I stood out, and there was a lot of kids that bullied us. So my uncle, William Lawrence Keyboard, who taught martial arts and learned it in the military, started teaching my brother and I how to basically protect ourselves. So he was my major influence on becoming a martial artist.
Wow. You know, you probably wouldn't be surprised, but how many martial artists that I interviewed that I know that we all shared that one thing, you know, we were picked on and, you know, martial arts, we wanted to learn how to defend ourselves and how to not necessarily fight, but defend ourselves so we would not be physically or mentally abused. And martial arts became that platform for us to launch. And this is what our book is about, is just what you just said. Now, how many, I know that you are instructing classes, but how many, you know, kids that come to you, even adults that have been, you know, suffered or may even be suffering right now from a bullying situation, and parents don't know what to do, they don't know how to fix it, and, you know, we have a story. You know, we've been there, we've done that, and that martial arts has been a positive change in our lives. With those types of things that sort of go on. What about teaching? I know you're teaching classes. Tell us a little bit about, you know, when you started teaching and what are some of the things that you feel that you bring as a martial arts instructor to your students?
I started teaching back in 1995. I was brown belt level at the time. I was assisting in the kid class. And then once I received my black belt in 96, I became a full instructor. But for me, positively, I can relate to certain children. I have children that have been bullied or are being bullied currently. I have students that are disabled. You know, there was one gentleman that was rejected from learning martial arts because he was mentally retarded. And he was, you know, having to learn things very repetitively. But I took him on, and the gentleman was in his 60s. He did really well. Yes, he had to keep being repetitively, you know, with each technique, had to keep relearning and relearning and learning. But his balance got better. His mental state got better. I have students that have Tourette's. They're bipolar. I have one child right now who suffered a brain injury before and had to have surgery. So I just, for me personally, I can relate to certain things, and I'm very compassionate, and I'm a type of instructor that doesn't want them to think of me as an instructor, but I try to make it more family-oriented. We go out, we have pizza parties, we, you know, go see hockey games. We interact outside of the dojo also.
Well, now, this is the story that I'm trying to get out into the public, that martial artists, not only do we teach about how to defend yourself, but we have learned compassion ourselves. And even though we talk about the person that's being bullied, but also what about that person that's a bully? You know, martial arts is that thing that sort of, it's that tool that can turn you up or it can turn you down. And in many cases, you know, you find that, you know, in other things, you know, that you don't find what the compassion that the martial artists, that they bring to their students. And parents are searching for this, and this is the reason why it's so important, you know, for our instructors that are featured in the book, that we get these books out in the community, that they can read about you, they can be looking for you. You know, to say that the average person goes through 5 to 6 martial arts schools when they are seriously looking for a martial arts school to find that teacher that they want to try out. And in many cases, you know, money is on the bottom end of what they're looking for. They're looking for a program that speaks to them, or they're looking for that martial artist that speaks to them. And not about your trophies, not how many trophies that you've won. But you see, in many cases, you know, you post that you won 2,000, 3,000 trophies. Parents are sometimes turned off because they don't see their children in that particular place. They're looking for, you know, the things you're going to talk about leadership, about developing self-confidence, understanding what do you do in a bullying program, how are you going to help me, and the clarity of that. This is what parents are looking for when they're looking for their kids to study the martial arts. I was an adult when I started studying the martial arts, you know, but I still needed to know that, you know, I didn't know about words like confidence and goal setting. I didn't know about those things, but, you know, this is what we're bringing to our martial arts classroom, and we're bringing that today. So when you take a look at, you know, at yourself, you know, as a young lady that's training in the martial arts, you're reaching out and you're helping in the martial arts, who are some of your mentors?
Well, my uncle was my number one, William Lawrence Keyboard. My current instructor, Hanshi Rick Johnson, he has been there constantly for me, so I have a lot of respect for my current instructor. My former instructor who taught me a little bit of Kempo, Dan Genovese. And honestly, I have a lot of respect for, you know, actors like Chuck Norris and his autobiography, you know, his life, you know, coming up through a rough setting and all that, and you know, the strength that he found through martial arts, and people like Cynthia Rothrock and Kathy Long. I mean, just, you know, how they're down to earth and how they like to share their stories, and just they don't have any clue how inspiring they are to people like myself that, you know, came up in a setting where my parents, you know, were, you know, not that good. And I mean, they were, I don't want to say not that good, but they had disabilities, so there were issues in the household, and You know, I mean, just the way things were. I mean, just watching things like, you know, Walker Texas Ranger on TV and seeing how Mr. Chuck Norris, you know, I mean, was there for people. And it's just, it's encouraging. It's like, you know, a kid being like that, that was abused and everything, you know, just looking forward to people like that. That it's just, I don't know how to explain it, sir. It's just, it helped me find strength in certain things besides the martial arts. It kept me going. You know, just seeing.
Well, you know, that's what we're talking about. You know, this year we're honoring Grandmaster Chuck Norris and Benny Urquidez and all these other martial artists, such as yourself, that are giving back. Now, just think about it. If that story, that connects with me too, because my first image that I saw in the martial arts, that very first day I joined the martial arts school and I purchased my first martial arts magazine, that image of Chuck Norris, here it is 47, 48 years later, that image is still in my mind of that very first martial arts day that I left and I signed up as a student. I had my uniform. I got my first martial arts magazine and I'm reading this magazine. And I had no idea during that time. All I knew, okay, this is Chuck Norris. You know, that's all I didn't know anything about him. But that image of holding that massive trophy, and as a person that never won anything in my life, you know, I never played any form of sports. Awkward, uncoordinated, all of those things. And reading that magazine and seeing that image of Chuck Norris, that inspired me to move forward. I knew at that very moment, that I wanted to be a martial arts champion. I wanted to be a world champion. I knew at that very moment. I can go back to that time, very vivid in my mind. But this is what, you know, that the biographies of people, and I read every week, or I'm listening to someone that's sharing information in the direction that I'm moving in, about how to become better. They've already been there. Who do I want to listen to? I want to listen to that person that's been there, that's been through the same struggles that I may be going through, and they're giving me these shortcuts about things I can do, new knowledge. And this is the reason of having that written word that is, you know, that goes back, you know, even to the Bible, of the written word that sort of that is out there, that's going on for thousands of years. And this is what we want for our Martial Arts Master and Pioneers book, is for, you know, people such as yourself, that your story will go on for beyond you, that people can reach back and they can touch and they can become inspired by the story that you tell about your journey in the martial arts and how it has impacted your life. So tell me a little bit about, you know, tell me about, you know, we talked last week and I know that, you know, how do you feel about receiving an induction in the biography book? How does that make you feel?
Honestly, sir, I feel so honored. I mean, being a female, my martial arts career wasn't always easy. You know, there were a lot of struggles being a female coming up through the ranks and things, but I've had people like my uncle that kept encouraging me, Mr. Genovese and Hanshi Johnson. Then, I mean, I actually had a good mentor, too, my friend Bob Service. He's a retired police officer, but he's been in my corner constantly. And my foster family, you know, the Nancy Ackley and my foster family, you know, all the Ackleys and all that. I mean, I just had such a big support system through my martial arts career and my life in general, you know, the good and the bad, that I just feel honored having the opportunity to share that and to even just a little bit thank the people that have been there for me. You know,
wow.
I don't know how to thank the people that, you know, not just encouraged me to keep going in martial arts, but encouraged me to keep going when my life was, you know, tough.
Wow.
You know, I mean, to be honest with you, sir, as a child, I was lucky to even be alive. So, I mean, I've had so much support from people that I still love and care about that I just, the opportunity to just have some sort of memory, some sort of legacy to leave that behind and say thank you. It's just it's an honor, sir. That's the only thing I can say. It's an honor.
Mm. Well, you know, I've already seen that. You know, one of the things that we wanted to provide as a nonprofit organization is providing that opportunity for people to reach out and support people with the induction program that we have. Again, you know, we have support packages that people, you know, that they purchase, you know, but this is now we're a nonprofit, is that all these things are now tax deductible to them. We've now come up with ways that you're out there and, you know, letting your students and letting your family and friends know, you know, what's going on with you. And I tell you what, I've been very impressed with. I've been impressed with the number of people that has stepped up and that's supporting your cause. You know, you have a special link we've developed for you. And when so many people actually purchase books, so you don't really have any expense, because when people discover you're a part of our event, the first thing they want to know is how do I get a copy? So we've turned that into a sponsorship program, which allows your friends to support you. And this is what we want for our inductees. We don't want you to have to do expense. That's the reason why we put books in your package, so that your students and family and friends, if they can purchase these books to support you to come to the event. Our objective is to actually get these books out in people's hands. They are read about them and get them in the hands of people that will appreciate it. You know, if you're in that book, then your family, your friends, your students, they want to be a part of you. They want to celebrate your victory. It's not a thing of, you know, I see so many times, and even myself, you know, I get an award, I get home, and by the time I travel and get here, the new has already worn off, meaning that excitement. So I put it on my shelf, and I probably go back to it 6-7 months, maybe a year. My wife comes in, she dusts it off, but that's the extent of it. And what we're really trying to do is to reach out to your community through our press release program, putting these books out in doctor's offices, in car dealerships, in dental offices, any place that people will sit and watch. Donate them to the libraries. How many times you have a kid that comes in and they wanted to say, you know, teacher, look, I checked out a book from the library on karate. And so now we want to give the library books, so when people check out books, you're in that book. They're now looking to find you because they can connect with you, and knowing that you may be in their city, but they can have a connection with you so that they now are able to find you, and so that they can be a part of your story, and you can share that love and you know, emotions and everything that they're missing that you may have, so you can share it with them. This is the thing, you know. In many cases, I've talked to martial artists, and they have been trained that they take all that they know and they bury it in the ground and they just let it stay there. Rather than, you know, going out telling people, you don't have to tell them. You know, when you tell it, it's sort of like, you know, I'm being arrogant. But when your students and your family and your friends tell the world how great you are as a person, you know, that's very powerful. That's what we really want. We want the world to know that not only are we people about physically being able to defend ourselves, but we have this heart, we have this compassion, we can recognize when someone is going through things, and we can be there to comfort and support them on their journey through whatever that they actually may be going, that they may be going through. So, you know, I've seen that with you, you know, this weekend, you know, we created a link for you. And like I said, you had overwhelming support of people that came on and purchased books which now, you know, takes care of your support package, that you don't have to spend money. We don't want you spending money. We want you to share your story with your students and being able to share your story with the world. So what would you say is your impact statement? What have you gained? How has the martial arts impacted your life? I mean, what is that statement that you say? You know, what would you be doing if it wasn't for the martial arts? Think about it for a second. If it wasn't for being involved in the martial arts and the people you've met, the things you've done, what do you think you would be doing today?
Honestly, I don't know. Martial arts has been such a period of my life for the longest time. I really don't know.
Well, you know, that's the question, you know, I ask myself. I mean, you know, from a kid that couldn't punch his way out of a wet paper bag, my teachers thought I'd always fail, to discovering something or discovering a teacher that opened up this portal of information and knowledge and education that made me better. I mean, can you imagine? I joke about it because I'm from the eastern North Carolina and everything is farming. I'd probably be a farmer, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being a farmer. I would probably, my dad never thought I would become a good farmer, you know. He, you know, it was like, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't want you to go to Vietnam, but I don't think you're going to make a good farmer. So, you know, for me leaving the country and going discovering Raleigh, North Carolina was a real big deal, and then discovered things that I was about, you know, became educated. So I learned a lot, but if I had stayed where I was, I would have never met Jan Wellendorf, my teacher. I mean, man, I wake up every day and I am so thankful. You know, I am so thankful for all of the people that I met on this journey. So it's really been pretty amazing. But, you know, that's that thing that you think about. Where would I have been if it wasn't for that impact of that martial arts instructor? For you, it was your uncle. For me, it was a complete stranger that saw something in me that I didn't see in myself.
That's something,
you know, so that's
definitely to ponder.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, that's sort of like life. If you turn to the right, you're going to have an outcome. If you turn to the left, you're going to have an outcome. If you go straight forward, you're going to have an outcome. If you back up, you're going to have an outcome. You see, the thing with this is being on this destiny as martial artists that we, through this mental training that we learn and that we do, we learn to make better decisions on everything that you do. Hey, any last final words that you want to share with anyone or anything?
I'm just honestly grateful for everybody that's kept encouraging me to hang in there when my martial arts career got tough or life's got tough. I appreciate my foster family and my friends and my martial arts students and the people I've met. You know, I've just been highly blessed, and there's, you know, I'm so grateful because I know that God has been the one that's put everybody in my life's path. And then I love the philosophy that my uncle gave me too. I mean, he always taught me to never give up, never surrender, never back down, to always put my heart in all I do, but to always be humble and respectful because there's always somebody better than you. That's what it takes to equal one worthwhile black belt. And to this day, I've always remembered that. It's kept me going all these years.
Wow. Well, ma'am, like I said, we're very proud of you, and we're very honored to have the opportunity to bump into you. And just like you just said, you know, God has a purpose in life. And when people meet, in many cases, there's a purpose in there that needs to be fulfilled. And, you know, as martial artists, as we mature in life and wisdom, wisdom now turns into spirituality, and it's a process. And this is a good process. So again, you know, thank you for being on our call this week as one of our featured martial artists. And again, you know, we really do appreciate you, and we appreciate your friends that are supporting you. You know, but this is how we make change. This is how we change the world, when it's all for one and one for all, and that we all move forward for the good cause or the better cause for all mankind. And again, you know, we do appreciate you at the American Martial Arts Alliance. You know, we really do appreciate you. Everyone, you know, what you need to do is, you know, check out Christina on her Facebook page. You know, get to know her. She's like many other martial artists, doing such an amazing job, but we don't know about them. You know, we'd like for you to go to our website, which is www.whoswhointhemartialarts. We want you to nominate your martial arts hero. Who's that person that's making an impact in your community, the unsung hero? We want to get that person out there, because there are young lives, old lives, you know, that middle-aged person, we're just looking for someone to impact their lives. So, everyone, we want you to, you know, reach out. Go to our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Give me a call, area code 919-618-8075. You can email me, and that email is amaawhoswho@gmail.com. Everyone, be blessed, and, hey, catch us on our next program.